Holly said, "Those who abandon themselves to me, they will not feel the passage between this life and the other life, because they will experience in their heart on earth already the joy of heaven." You know what? When we abandon ourselves to the hands of the Blessed Mother, when we live her messages, we receive heaven already in our hearts. We receive what she has, and we are filled with that joy of heaven. And this comes through prayer, because prayer is that sharing from the heart, conversation we can have with her, with Jesus, with the Father. And each time we enter that dialogue with love, we welcome those treasures of heaven. This is why prayer is the most important thing, to be filled with love, to be filled with heaven. Recently, I was in Medjugorje, and a friend of mine came and shared that incredible story with me. This friend is a normal girl. She's 38, and she's called Corinne. And I love her very much because she's very inspired. And she said, "You know, sister, in the 80s, when I first came to Medjugorje, I picked up that prayer was very important. And back home, I started praying, but at one point, I was wondering, what is my prayer doing with? What do I think I am? A little girl of nothing? How can my miserable little prayer change anything in the world? Can even save a soul? And who am I to do that and to think that?" And I asked Jesus, my Lord, to explain to me. And then I was with my eyes closed. Suddenly, from my eyes of the soul, I saw before me, Jesus was showing me a kind of pit, abyss. It was a terrible place. And he told me, "This is hell." And then a woman came, a blonde woman, and she was falling into that pit. And I saw that. I wept. I said, "Oh, no, no, no." And that woman, when she discovered how it was, she didn't want to go, but she went kind of pulled from inside. You know? She was falling down there. So I begged Jesus. I said, "Jesus, no, don't allow this woman to go there. Do something. Save her." He wouldn't do anything. He couldn't make a move. Then I begged him. I was weeping and crying and begging him. And I begged and begged. And finally, he said to me, "Give her a hand." So I did. I went to the edge and I gave her a hand. And I found out that she had no weight. And I could lift her up. Slowly, slowly, she would be lifted up from this pit. Slowly, slowly, and finally, she got out of it. And then Jesus said, "Now, my child, you see what prayer can do." And I opened my eyes. They were still filled with tears. And sister, from that day on, believe me, I cherish each minute of prayer in my life. Prayer, the slightest little prayer can save a soul or many souls. Let us not forget. Let us be for our brothers and sisters, carrier of heaven, for our joy, our happiness. Let's be those who will open doors of heaven for many. You know, in America, you can buy anything, apparently, but heaven cannot be bought in supermarkets. Heaven can be received through prayer, through this dialogue with God. So let's take advantage of this incredible time of grace that already speaks about in Medjugorje. Do not forget, dear children, this is a time of grace, which means you missed the boat, which means you have forgotten. Oh, it's a time of grace. Let each 1 minute be our chance get more from God, because our world